I need to use this. Oh, hello. My voice on this stuff, it's very strange. Okay, some of you ask how to pronounce of my name. You have so many variants and now I don't know. Let's try arrange. Be merciful to each other. It is hard to me remember all of your name and know how it's pronouncement. And about me, let's be free with how you called me. It's normal for me and to be merciful to each other. Okay? But actually, my name is, in Ukraine, we called Sergei Terentyev. I don't know if you understand, but it doesn't matter. Today I want let some presentation about me, about our, some couple of words about our church and about what we do in Ukraine. I am pastor of the Evangelical Reformed Church, God's Covenant. Our church is in Rivne, in the western part of Ukraine. I got married 13 years ago. We have two daughters, Bogdana, who is 12, and Olesya, who is 10. My wife's name is Anya, and she's cook. She works in a small, beautiful cafe called Honey, It's Me. And I became a pastor in 2009. Before that, I had been work with youth for 8 years in this church. At the time, the church followed Pentecostal theology. I did not true to understand this theology and just followed to my pastor. When I became a pastor, I started looking for a good theological books. I have many questions and started to listen to preachers with Reformation views. That all was very understandable and logical for me, and our team chose this way for our church. Later, my friend introduced me to the pastor of Reformed Church, Sansanich. Maybe some of you and know him and his wife, Alla. In 2015, the Anselm Presbytery took place in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and our church submitted a request to join CRC. And now we are part of Anselm Presbytery. Now in Ukraine we have six church in CRC. Some of them are missionary church and some of them are members. And I hope you see on this place some of pastors from CRC church in Ukraine. Currently, I am a student of Reformed Seminary in Kyiv. This seminary was founded by Presbyterian and Netherlands Reformed Churches. I have almost finished my master's degree of psychology and with Christian view. It's a very interesting program. One Christian educational center creates this program with government university. And we have 2 years good study with very, very good teachers. Also began study a course of pastoral soulmates. This program was founded by our friend from Lutheran Church. He invited a good pastor from Poland to teach us. It is very important for me as pastor, Luke myself, and also in work with my soul to know how to help other people. It is great blessing that the teacher is a good pastor who loves God and loves people. Also, it's very good because is a group consists of pastors and we speak about different topic. In 2012, I started work with orphans and several years later I understood if I want to change something, then I need to start working with family to bring God light into this area. And also, it is very big blessing to be with you and to be studying how your church work with families and how you do this camp, because it's very big blessing for us make something like that camp, because we have many problems with family and we need do something like that. With our pastor from different churches in Ukraine, we dream about family camp in Ukraine. Why it's so important for me? Because God create only two institutions, church and family. And family is very important. It is the reason why I have prepared some materials about family, and I hope this will be blessing for you, but it will be later on this week. Our church work with youth and provide ministry Christian youth club. We call Cegla. It doesn't mean brick. Don't ask me why we call this brick. I don't know. It's our teens chose this name, and we have different variant for different people why, but it's not for this time. Christian club Cegla is the place where children learn about God through Bible lesson and relationship with the team members and other participants. The club takes place every Saturday and consists of the three parts. Thematic leisure, some party, and we do something interesting for teens. Snacks, of course, and Bible lesson, where we study the book of the Bible step by step. During 2016 and 2017 school year, the member of club participant has grown from 10 to 20. Now we have near 30 people who come to us every Saturday. For this time, we have managed to successful organized various events and activities, such quest and sports festival. We have also started girls get together meeting and boys get together meetings, where once a month we could talk on interesting topic in a small audience. During the family holiday, which we traditionally organize before New Year, we have meet the parents and relatives of these guys who come to this club and create different activities. Summer for us is the time where we summarize our year, try and organize different kind of camp. During these several years, the kids become more open in trying to help our team members and organize of everything. Also, some of them attended Sunday services in our church. The good things is the parents can see change in their lives, and we praise God to this work. I want to show you some video. We try translate, and I hope it is understandable to you. It is about the second part, what we do in our church. It's about our Christian school. I tell about school after this video.
Light School is a place where we teach the children to be happy by being happy ourselves. In other words, we create a safe learning environment. It's not a mistake. We teach them to be happy because it's the most important thing that kids need to have. Happy children are able to learn mathematics, grammar, foreign languages, and other school subjects. Therefore, our key task is to organize the learning process and to create an atmosphere in which the children will be able to feel happy. The school has created an atmosphere where our child feels that each day is not a regular school day, but a holiday. He goes to the school to learn about the world and everything new and learn how to communicate with friends. We are very pleased with the fact that he counts among his friends the school's director and teachers, and not just his classmates. We are very pleased with the atmosphere which is created here and about the conditions and the way the study material is presented for the children. And our child is happy beyond words. Here in this school, they love her and they accept her. She flies here every day and I can't get her away from here. For her, it is like a party. On the weekends, she waits for Monday to come like she waits for a holiday. The main thing for me, first of all, is the safety of my child. I see how calm and how happy my child is in this school. She feels not only physical safety, but emotional safety as well. And this is very important for me. Also, it's really important to me that a child isn't only increasing in knowledge, but also growing in harmony, growing as a person, and is able to be happy. And it's really important to learn this because in the modern world, it's really hard to interest children in something. They have higher expectations. This school is truly something special and precious for us because we see how our Maxim is changing and how he really becomes happier with the idea that he needs to go to school. Every time we are on the way home from school, our Maxim spends a lot of time sharing and being excited about what is happening in the school. I remember one morning he woke up and the very first words that he said before opening his eyes were, "Hooray! Today is the day I go to school." I think that's one of the best proofs that this school, its teachers, and its entire team are fulfilling the purpose of school. Being acquainted with every teacher, I know my child will feel confident here, will be taught good things, will be nurtured, and will hear truth.
We started school in 2018. It is a private alternative Christian school called Svitlo, that means the light. We started with one class, first grade, and the beginning of the year, we have five boys. Later, two more kids join us. So in first grade, we had seven kids altogether. They just finished their first year. This first class was six boys and one girl. We started to take students for four grades, and now we have eight kids for first grade, three kids for fourth grade, and just one for third grade. I want to tell you something about school system in Ukraine. There are a lot of subjects in Ukrainian school system. In middle school, our kids have 18 subjects. There is another problem. We have big classes in primary school. In public school, more than 30 people per class with just one teacher. What are the differences between our school and the government school? We have a Bible lesson every day and kids are studying Bible story from Genesis. Every year we want to try to study another book from Bible with kids. In the second semester we start to study stories from the New Testament. We speak about Jesus and his work on earth. In our school we have kids not only from evangelical or reformed churches, but from Orthodox family and one kid whose parents do not go to any church. But this family see how we work, how we working and cherish our values. They trust us and understand how important it is when teachers have a good values. We are with this, you know, the Bible teachers about good values. Except for the school program for our kids, we have different kinds of lesson for the second part of the day. Different kids come and do some activities and our teacher help them to do their homework. in this group. We have different kids from another city school and, of course, our student too. Parents have job and the school program finishes near 1 or 2 p.m. and they need a safe place for their children. Parents want somebody who keeps an eye on their kids, and we do this, we try to do this. This after-school program help us with money because our school is not financially profitable, is not enough for when parents pay. Always we try to find different ways to support the school. We try to organize the school process to make learning available for different parents. It is hard, but we continue to trust God and He help us through brothers and sisters. There is another situation in Rivne. We are the first private and first Christian school in our city. Now we have one more school which is not Christian and another school from the Baptist Church which will start it in September 2019 this year. Our biggest challenge is that we live in a region where many people think they are like Orthodox believers, but often it is nominal and they don't understand why they need Christian school. I think the same problem is evangelical school because so many people don't understand why school to be need, why church to need change this system and create or started Christian school. Another situation is when people from the Orthodox Church say the Reformed or Evangelical Church is a sect, and we still have so many people who think about us like you are sect. So many people watch us and wait with one thought. We'll see how this works and later we will come to you, because we saw these happy kids and happy parents. Many parents recognize that our education system is like the worst, but private school is something new for them, and they wait and sometime in fear. I think people are afraid and you think when they need some change. I have a good relationship with the director of public school and she is very happy about us because she understands the problem of public school and the concept of our school and she agree with us. I want to tell you about another problem of education system in Ukraine. You understand more about our challenges if you understand our system. It is extremely different what you have here in the USA. And of course, I want to ask you prayer about us and this information help you to understand how you can pray. As well, it helped to understand why Ukraine needs private school and why Ukrainian need Christian school. 30-35 kids in one class at elementary school and just one teacher. In the Svitlo school, we have a smaller amount of children in a class. We plan to have no more than 12 kids and two teachers. One who teach different subjects and second who stay with the kids all the time and help the first one and communicate with the parents. And we do this now. Teachers in a public school have so many rules from the education department. Sometimes they do not have time to rest, to prepare something, to study something new. Communicating with parents is difficult because so many parents give responsibility for their children to teachers, and it's so bad, and it is not a biblical view. We try to explain to our parents about their responsibility and to help them in this. We try to build our school in partnership with parents. There is another big problem in public school because there are so many students in a class and the educational department is evaluating a teacher in this way. How many students high marks do you have? And teachers want to work only with the best students. If you are slow or mistaken, the teachers do not pay attention to you. Unfortunately, to make a mistake in our public school is still considered bad. But in our school, we try to teach kids to analyze errors and learn with the help of these errors. A couple words about Christian school in Ukraine. Some of them combine Bible and different subjects that kids need to study. But in my opinion, it doesn't work in our society, in our school. We try to do this another way. We have a Bible lesson every day, as talked about earlier. When we use this way, it is comfort for Christian people from different churches. Because we just read the Bible and see, our kids really know the Bible. Why? Because we have an amazing teacher of Bible and they love him and love the story. You know, kids love story very much. We know a story about one of our students who is 6 years old, who was discussing the Bible with an old man who joined church more than 15 years ago, and our kid was right. Of course, we understand the difference between knowledge and practical application in life, but we try to show example our kids. We want just not study kids, but show the society how education need look like. We believe God create family is a family responsibility to teach their kids. Now we have situation parent put their responsibility on the school, and it's not like our situation, it's situation in public school, because now we have parents who understand as it is their kids and they need take responsibility. And we won't try to do this in our Svitlo school. We try to build good relationship with parents and help him understand their responsibility. We speak with parents about how to bring up kids and we just help to parents. We create community between a Christian teachers in Rivne. I said earlier we have another Christian school they want to start work on in September. And we have two kindergartners and one Christian school far from Rivne, near 50 kilometers from Rivne. We had one meeting together. On this meeting presented 15 different teachers from different school and kindergarten. We spoke about what is Christian education. We plan to do this meeting next month and share experience and represented ourselves in our state, protect our interest, because sometimes we need to do this. We would like to organize this meeting again. And it's shortly what we do in our church. And I want to finish today. Thank you very much.